The market is moving fast. And all of that speed puts you right in the middle of the action.
I feel the need for speed.
Trying to pick out the stocks, mutual funds, and ETFs that are your real targets from the ones that will make your portfolio crash and burn. Investment research firm New Constructs looks for the telltale signs in corporate filings that show which way a security will move next.
Warning, warning.
Whether it is flying a true course or misleading the investment public about its prospects.
Son, your ego is writing checks your body can't cash.
New Constructs separates all securities into those that are attractive and the ones that are, well, dangerous.
Danger, danger.
Every Monday on Money Life, company president David Trainer shoots down one security whose actions he thinks have it headed for trouble.
What you have done is wrong.
Whether you simply sell it or get aggressive and sell it short, you'll want to know which securities to have on your radar as Money Life enters.
Yes, we're headed for trouble today. A different wingman helping to keep us safe. Sam McBride joins us in place of David Trainer today. Sam is investment analyst at New Constructs. So although the guest is different, well, the process is the same. And at New Constructs, the process involves evaluating securities on a scale from most attractive to most dangerous. And typically, well, something that maybe looks good on the surface is something that's dangerous. Why? Well, at New Constructs, they dig in at the footnotes level and work their way up, basically trying to answer one simple question.
Is it possible I'm not as attractive as I think I am?
Yeah. Or it's not how the stock thinks it is. It's how the market thinks. When the market finds something attractive from the top down, but they find something that is misleading when you're looking at it from the bottom up, that makes a stock dangerous. If you want to learn more about how it works, go to newconstructs.com where they blog about their danger zone picks so you can always get more information. And remember, they're on Twitter, at New Constructs. Sam McBride, welcome to Money Life.
Thanks for having me, Chuck.
Who's in the danger zone this week?
This week in the danger zone, we have value stocks that are actually expensive.
Danger, danger.
Okay, value stocks that are actually expensive. And what that means is that basically you're not only finding them misleading at the bottom level, you're kind of finding them misleading at the top level at that point. If they're actually, you know, sort of value traps, there's something up high that people should be able to find. So where is exactly the disconnect here and where's it showing up?
So what we're looking at here are stocks that have below average price to earnings ratios. But when you dig deeper into the fundamentals, you see there's actually quite a lot of growth expectation baked into the stock price.
So, explain how that's playing out or where that's playing out.
So what you're largely seeing is that companies have overstated earnings due to a variety of different factors. There are accounting loopholes that can mislead investors. And a big thing that's going on with companies at this current moment is the impact of tax reform. Tax rates are changing, and companies will have deferred tax assets or deferred tax liabilities on their balance sheet. Tax rate changes, they change the level of those assets and liabilities, and that flows through onto the income statement, distorting earnings.
So give us an example of where that's playing out.
So one company we're looking at here is Hilton Worldwide Holdings. If you look at their price-to-earnings ratio, it's 21, roughly, which is below the S&P average of 25. But what we're seeing is that they got about a $650 million benefit from tax reform in their latest earnings. So, you know, they have GAAP net income of $1.3 billion in 2017, but when you strip that away, their NOPAT, their net operating profit after tax, was only about $900 million.
So what would that mean in terms of real price here? I mean, obviously, if value stocks that are actually expensive, that means we're finding the value traps. Either what do they have to do to justify that price or what's a fairer price?
Right. So one metric we like to look at is called price to economic book value. An economic book value is simply the zero growth value of the stock. Now, the average price to economic book value for the S&P 500 is 3.1. Hilton has a PEBV of 5.3. So to justify that price, they would need to grow NOPAT by 12% compounded annually for the next 9 years. So we're talking about double-digit profit growth for almost a decade.
So that's Hilton Worldwide Holdings, HLT. What's another example?
Another example we've got is Duke Realty Corp.
Ticker symbol DRE. What's the situation there?
So this one's different. There's no big tax impact. Instead, what they have is they've got $1.4 billion in income from discontinued operations. They're divesting part of their business and getting a big one-time gain from that sale. So their GAAP net income last year was $1.6 billion. Their actual operating profit after tax was just $250 million.
The discrepancy between their current price and what you think they should be worth, or what they'd have to do to justify that price?
So to justify that current price, they would need to grow NOPAT by 6% compounded annually for 19 years. Now, that's pretty wild when you look at their price-to-earnings ratio of just 5.72. So this looks like a crazy cheap stock, but actually we're seeing they've got almost 20 years of pretty decent profit growth baked into the valuation. If they were valued in line with the S&P 500, it would be worth about $18 per share, 30% below the current stock price.
That was Duke Realty, DRE. Quickly, we have time for maybe one more.
Yeah, so the last one we've got here is Public Service Enterprise Group, PEG.
And what's wrong with the valuation there, which is currently around $48 a share?
So there is a lot going on with this one. They got a big benefit from tax reform, about $650 million gain. They've also got a bunch of hidden non-operating income, you know, due to lowering their reserve, due to some non-operating pension gains. Some other items we found in the footnotes, they got $180 million in non-operating income that we are excluding from our calculation of after-tax profit. They've also got some big liabilities that don't flow through into earnings. They've got $5.2 billion in deferred tax liabilities and $2.7 billion in underfunded pensions. So this is a company with a very low price-to-earnings ratio, just about 15, but their PEBV is actually 21. Valued at 21 times the zero gross value of the company.
So you put it together, and again, a fair value would be?
Fair value, if they're valuing right along with the rest of the S&P, would be about $7 per share, which is 85% below the current stock price.
Wow. Wow. So some great examples of how certain value stocks are actually expensive, and it's why those value stocks, but specifically Duke Realty, DRE, Hilton Worldwide, HLT, and Public Service Enterprise Group, PEG, are in the danger zone. Sam McBride, thanks so much for stepping in for David Trainer. We appreciate it and look forward to chatting with you again.
Sounds good, Chuck. Thank you.
Sam McBride is investment analyst at New Constructs. And if you want to learn more about their danger zone picks, why they picked value stocks that are actually expensive, go to newconstructs.com. They're on Twitter, at newconstructs. The market call is next. Stay tuned.
Oh, wow. This is actually pretty dangerous.
We'll be right back.